10-4-WQQ, how about a 10-4-VWA?
This is W4 November Golf Uniform. How you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm seeing a friend in an hour.
So on your walkie, you need to stand still. I didn't get any of that.
I'm moving along. I can't. But anyway, wondering how you've been. Did you ever get that car going?
I'm working on it about two nights a week.
I think I would have left that project a long time ago. Two nights a week and it still don't work.
Well, I really didn't start till very recently on it. I'm just going to do it myself. It's a lot of people wanted to help, but it's just hard to get everybody together.
That right. Sometimes it's better not to get them together. Well, because you can't get anything done if they're not there.
I got you. Just like herding cats, man. But that's okay. Everybody's busy. I understand that. And my problems are not your problems, so I just decided to watch 10,000 YouTube videos, and if I mess it up, I'll get somebody to straighten out that particular area of it. But I ordered everything, just about everything, including gas tank and radiator.
My. That is quite an undertaking. Hey, while I got you on there, you going to the reunion in October?
Going way in October.
Class of 72 is having kind of like a mini reunion downtown Greenville.
Oh, okay. Well, I was 73, but I hadn't gotten any notification. I would probably go to that.
Try to keep you in the loop. It's going to be at the it's one of them rooftop bars. I forget offhand with the name of it. And anyway, they haven't given any prices yet, I think, because of the inflation and whatnot. But anyway, it might be all right.
Much for the bar scene, but I'll drink a Coke and eat a big fat hamburger and run my mouth a little bit and have a good time.
Phil.
In a bad location, Steve. Copy. Give me a buzz sometime. We'll eat at Taco Casa, and we'll make the other Steve come and eat with us. And David Cole and maybe the whole crowd. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you're back on. Hadn't heard you in a long time. W4 never give up. Standing by.
It's a KN4WQQ. 73s.
FTU, KK4 FTU, mobile. What kind of vehicle are you working on?
That one.
That is an old one, so how old? We talking 50s old, we talking 40s old, or we talking 60s old?
60s. I don't put out too much on it on the air, but it's in the 60s.
Classic, I hear you. What you're talking sounds like it's probably a collector's item too.
Oh, it's not in that condition. Well, it's in good condition. It's in very low mileage. My grandparents' old car that they went to funerals in. There are only so many funerals you can go to. But I'm just learning. I'm no mechanic, I guarantee you. It's just something I didn't learn over the years, and now that I'm getting close to retirement, I've just got an interest in it. enough of an interest. I called Greenville Tech, but I'm not going to take any courses. All they offer now is full-time during the day for 3 years. And I thought they were more in the business of helping people learn to trade at night and better themselves. So I thought, well, man, I'll go a few nights a week. That'll be great. But it's full-time, man, if you commit to it.
Have to take a second mortgage out on the house to buy the tools and toolboxes they expect you to have when you get finished.
Sounds like a good program, though. They offer some kind of certification on Honda and Toyota that's apparently sought after if you're going to be a mechanic in that industry. And so I'm sure it's a good program. I just don't have... I trade stocks and stuff. I don't have all day, every day.
Wait to retire. You don't want to start a new vocation.
Learn, but you know, there's a lot on YouTube and a lot of people that'll help you, too. I'm spending about 10 hours on YouTube for every hour I do something.
To do is if you can find you an old Chilton manual or a Haynes manual on that thing, with a good understanding of what they're talking about and mechanical ability comprehension, you can do a lot. KK4FGU mobile.
I'm going to try to get it running. It's got 50,000 miles on it, so it's not hurt. But sitting up for many years in the garage there, it's got the same air in the tires. They're not even flat because UV hasn't touched them.
Give you some advice, and you can take it for what it is, and listen or not. But you may want to, when you change the oil, get you a couple cans of STP and put in, because those engines need zinc in the oil. Play with putting zinc in oil back in the late 80s, because it has flat tappets. Lifters in it, and if you don't, the cam and the lifters will wear out a whole heck of a lot faster. Something else is you'll need to get a lead substitute to put into the gasoline to help keep the valves from beating themselves to the valve seats to death. KK4FGU mobile.
4NGU, I agree completely. I had to buy racing oil to get the proper zinc content. That was $50, $48 and some cents. And I am going to put an additive in the tank. And I'm even, they don't make the same kind of grease that they made back then. And there's no equivalent now. It's thinner and higher temperature. So I'm going to have to get that off eBay. So I'm trying to do my research.
Got a YouTube video, some guys up. I want to say they were out in Iowa or Illinois, and they found the old satellite that had been sitting up for a while, and they got it running, and the guys were saying, yeah, you can take two cans of STP oil additive, and that added to the oil is about the equivalent of the zinc content that came in the oil that you used back when it was running good.
Yep. Well, I took out the spark plugs, and I sprayed in a little WD-40 in every spark plug, in every cylinder chamber for lubrication. And then I put in some Marvel's Mystery Oil for lubrication. And then I manually rotated the engine about 10 times. And I've got it fully lubricated before I ever started.
Plan. Something else that you can use is a little bit of transmission fluid, because it's thin. It works well too as a lubricant for that kind of things. Plus, it'll help reseat the rings.
And I've ordered because it was cheap. You'd be surprised how cheap parts are compared to some kind of Honda or Toyota nowadays or anything else. A new master cylinder, I think, was $45, and I'm just going single cylinder, get everything running, and then I'm going to convert to dual because I want to be able to stop. I can't believe they weren't dual from the initial design, but that's the way it goes.
Plan, did it come initially with drum brakes on the front, or did it have disc brakes? Because some of those vehicles had disc brakes. If you could, it'd be nice to convert to disc brakes.
I'm not going to convert it right now. I'm getting it all back like it was. But it's a 64, and it she's in good shape. Otherwise, but some of the parts, just I did tell you, it's amazing how a car goes down if you don't drive it.
Seals dry out, and you'll start seeing leaks where you didn't think there was leaks possible. I will tell you something else. On an old engine like that, don't use seafoam in oil because it will clean it, but it will cause it to leak like crazy. Front and rear seals.
Give me just a minute here, and I'm going to write down your call again.
Awesome. Call is Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4FTU.
Your name again, I'm Phil.
Glad to make acquaintance, Phil.
You want to jot down my phone number?
Nothing to write on.
Take your time.
KB2HXS Mobile.
Go ahead.
Paul out there. Good morning, gentlemen.
I'm where I'm going. I'm going to let Richard copy my number, and I'll let you two carry on. You tell us when you're ready, Richard. I always chuckle when hams don't want to give their number out on the air with everything digital. There's somebody where you call and you harass you or hang up and all that stuff. You can have it traced. It's not a problem, but, man, it's a state secret with a ham. I'll never have figured that out. But I'm ready to go, Richard, if you are.
Go ahead. I'm got pen in hand.
864-320-6680. 320-6680. Shoot me a text, and I'm busy right now, but we'll talk later. I would love to if you're interested.
Problem talking about engines and cars and stuff. I just got home from work, so I'm getting ready to go in and call it the morning, so I can get ready to go back in. But we'll do it again. I'll be clear on your final W4NGU KK4FTU. Sorry to leave the other guy.
Who was that? HXS, the other station.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Name here is Dave. And I'm mobile in Greer, however you want to say it. And just to make a quick comment, I am one of those people that I don't like giving my number out on the repeater because you don't realize, you don't know who's listening or who's out there. And I get the fact that you can trace it and all that, but I don't know. Why go through the hassle? Anyway, over to you, sir.
All right. I think you're the heating and air guy here talking on a good bit. We just hadn't had a chance to talk much ourselves. Anyway, Dave, I'll see you, and Richard as well. W4, never give up, clear.
CLX Mobile. I was so tempted to text Phil, but I won't.
Gentlemen, you have a good morning. I'm going to listen out here. I'm just heading to the tire shop right now. I got a leaky tire, so. KB2HXS Mobile. Be in for just a few minutes.
N6 CLX.
CLX KB2HXS.
Yeah, same here tonight. We've talked before. I don't know if I doubled with someone. I was just making a comment saying I was so tempted to text Phil, but I won't.
Yeah, that thought kind of crossed my mind too, but no, leave it go. You know, everybody has their own way to think, and that's fine. Yeah, I'm not a big proponent of giving my number out on the air. I'm good on QRZ or, you know, what have you. I just, I don't need that. Anyway, over to you. I don't want to dwell on it too much. Over to you, sir.
You use your phone for business, so I can understand you don't want a bunch of people pestering you with stupid things.
Yeah, that is true. But again, you know, I'd like to stay somewhat, have a little bit of anonymity. You know, I work mainly word of mouth and recommendations and things, which seem to be working out fairly well this year. I got a few things in the fire. I have an install on Monday, and you know, just some. Service call type things, you know, cleanups and whatnot. You would be surprised. I've been to a couple of service calls this week that the systems were, I mean, filthy dirty. The outside units were just filthy. And when you get done cleaning them up, they run so much better and so much more efficient. You can actually get the amp draw down a little bit after to clean everything up.
I was wanting to get done on the two units this year, but just so much other junk got in the way that drew down savings. I said, nah, whatever.
I get it, you know, and most average people can get out there with a hose and clean them off, but just run a hose on the outside coil to get the dirt and grime off. But sometimes it gets to a point where you actually have to open the system up and do a good. A good chemical cleaning on it because, sometimes just running a hose on the outside of the unit just doesn't do it. You know, you gotta reverse flush them and you gotta get all the leaves and nonsense out. And there's a lot to check on these things. You know, it's just, there's so many people out there in the trade that just, oh, it's not running at all. Let me change its capacitor and go on down the road. They never once put a gauge on it or anything, you know, find out why the capacitor blew. You got to take it like a step further.
Yes, the guys that put in my two systems in 2010, I went ahead and hired for maintenance. The bottom, the downstairs unit started giving me problems a few years later, and just progressively got worse and worse. Finally, started putting whatever the new Freon is in it, and. It got where I couldn't take it anymore, so I called another outfit. They came out, cost me a couple grand, which probably was an overcharge, but they found it. They found a leak. It was a factory weld that was leaking at the bill on the outside unit, and they soldered that up, and it's been working like a champ for 2 years. 6CLX, by the way, I fired the other crew that never could find it. I've had them come out and do system checks 3 times.
Because I just ran into a situation very much like that locally here. I got pulled into a very, very similar situation where a company came out wanting to try and charge these folks for a whole new system. Whoa. And it's only a 7-year-old unit. I mean, the unit was clean as can be. There was no rust or anything. And I found a bad braze joint on the condenser. And that was funny because it was the very same instance. But, yeah, fixed it and still running.
I just had that done, last year? It was about maybe June or July last year. So up until that point, I could see every electric bill was lower from the previous year. So it made a big difference.
Pressure doesn't have to work hard, and if you can get the what we call inrush current down, it doesn't pull the amperage and all that stuff. Yeah, and keep the unit clean. It'll run as efficient as it can, and yeah, it'll save you some electric. You know, all these folks out here that try and sell all this high SEER stuff. And it's just like, you know, you're going from 16 SEER to 20 SEER and all this other nonsense. Really doesn't do much. as long as you keep the unit clean, you know, that's the important thing. You got to maintain them.
Yeah, clean it. My wife's convinced that having these guys clean is better, but you can go and get that foam cleaner, spray it in the coils, and then just, you know, take the fan off, the cover off, you spray that stuff all over in there, and then you hose it out.
But you got to be careful with some of that stuff, too. If it's got an acid built into it or something like that, the stuff that I use is alkali-based, and it's really good. You know, it pushes it out, and then, you know, you wash it from the inside out, and it does a really nice job. You got to be very, very careful with that stuff.
I think the stuff that I had used in the past just comes out of aerosol cans. It's a very mild, almost like glass cleaner.
Yeah, that should be fine. As long as you maintain it, you know, just rinse it off good. Don't let it sit on the coil too long. Anyway, I'm where I got to be. Discount tire here. I will catch you later. I forgot your call. I'm sorry. KB2HXS is going to be out of here.
KB2HXS. This is November 6th, Charlie, Lima X-ray, Clorox. Talk to you later. Have a good day. I'll be monitoring.
I like that. That's a good one. Excellent, excellent. Have a good day. KB2HXS.
4WQQ, listen.
X-Mobile, listen.
CM, KD4FDI.
KB4FCM.